All the readings are very interesting. Jeremiah is being thrown into the well because he's a truth teller, and people don't want to hear the truth. And so they decided to do away with the truth and live with their alternate reality. The second reading uses the imagery of a race, and it's very fitting, what with the Olympics going on now, of looking toward the finish line and not being overly distracted by the things that are passing. The Olympics were going on at the time of St. Paul, and then they've been revived in our last 125 years, and athletics of all kinds were very common in the Roman era. It was almost a religious thing for them, and St. Paul uses this very common analogy to express how we are to live our spiritual lives, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and not being overly distracted by the byroads, but looking toward where we're going. And that helps us to get through the cross that inevitably will come. In reading this reading, all three of these readings are quite interesting. You know, in the gospel, the division Jesus is talking about is that not a false peace of making an accommodation with the world or giving in or giving up, but fighting for the gospel and for the truth within us as we battle the sins and difficulties of our lives. And so, in the second reading, I was thinking about the Olympics this year. I haven't been as into it this year for some reason. I don't know why, but there's been a big scandal about cheating, hasn't there? And testing for drugs and things. And I was thinking about, what good is it to win an award if you win it by cheating? What good is it? What purpose does that accomplish? Doesn't it matter how we get there? Just getting something and the method in which we used it's all going to be revealed on the last day. Another one I was thinking of was the famous cyclist, Lance Armstrong, all the awards that he got. And some of the things he's done has been really good with the cancer foundation that he set up, which has continued to do good. But the awards were taken away. And in the end, one thinks about this, and that what I heard was he expressed remorse that he got caught. And it seems to me that our Lord, we have to look at the finish line, because the real awards ceremony is at the end. The awards that are given out in this world are often not real or based on false premises. But what God gives is a real award. I was thinking about running a race in the finish line and not being distracted. When I was young, my father was transferred from Ohio, which is where I was born, to California. It was 1968, and he worked for the B.F. Goodrich Company, and he'd gotten a promotion, so we moved out to California. And we used that opportunity, we should have used that opportunity to kind of see the sights and stop at the Grand Canyon and this and that. And have you ever had a parent like this? We said, can we stop and see Mount Rushmore? No, we've got to get there. Can we see the Grand Canyon? No, we got to keep moving. Can we stop and go to the bathroom? No, we got to keep moving. Anyway, we didn't see anything. He kept driving. When we got there, we arrived at the motel in L.A. The furniture didn't arrive for 6 weeks, so there we were waiting. He heard about it for the next 30 years. So you got this balance between keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and also realizing that the journey is what matters. An award for something that's false means nothing in heaven. What kind of awards do people get in this world that are false? The award of having the most stuff, that's a false award. It means nothing. How beautiful I look on the outside, it's what's inside that matters. How did I treat people on my way to the top? If I got to the top of my company and I stepped on a lot of people to get there, this means nothing to God. It's St. Paul points out that the race, when you're running a race, you're keeping your eyes fixed on the finish line, and that keeps you running even when you can't go on any longer. And so the finish line for us is heaven. And the obstacles that we encounter are our struggles to find the truth and to keep going on the right path. And if we find that we've run off the path a little bit, we get back on again. But at the same time, the path itself is the race. It's the things that we find within as we go along the journey that are God's will for us, you know, the people that we encounter along the way, and the ways in which we work out our faith within the our Christian tradition. And so our Lord tells us that if we're really following Christ, he's going to come with a sword to split away that which is not of his and move us toward the finish line by helping us to slowly, over the course of our lifetime, to rid ourselves of the sins that keep us from having a true life in Christ. And, you know, you have the authentic witness of Jeremiah, who had to suffer for following the truth, the race, the runner who continues to run even though the obstacles are very difficult, like Jesus, who kept his eyes on heaven and the joy that was to come. For that reason, he was able to pull himself through the obstacles. And Jesus, who says, I have come not to bring you a false peace, but a peace that lasts and endures, the peace of being a whole person who follows Christ in a way that is pleasing to God and not a false goal that has no meaning in the end.